Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
In ballots. Oh, yeah. And COVID-19 still. Mask up or mask down. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well wherever you hail from. You're listening to us in the United States, or you're listening to us in other parts of the world. Sticking to the United States, Alabama slammed. Same thing with Florida. They felt the brunt of some of it. Louisiana, but not quite as much. Business owners along the Gulf Coast are cleaning up now in the wake of Hurricane Sally. She was a bad girl. She dumped so much water on Alabama. One part of the state got 29 inches. Are you kidding? So rivers and creeks are swollen and overflowing. And that is rough if you've ever been through that. Some survive, though, and that's the good news. Others find that their house is just crushed and has to be cleared out. And the bones may be there, but the rest has to be fixed. So there are challenges now, new schooling challenges, maybe because of this historic flood. One person dead in those 30 inches of rain. And just widespread flooding. Oof. Nasty. Hurricane season can't end too soon for those that are right there in the eye of the storm, so to speak. It's like wildfires in California. Wildfires are inevitable, but these are unprecedented. And there still is a fire to beat all fires down is this fight for the towers and for Mount Wilson. I love the never give up attitude. The fire has burned up 44,000 plus acres and is 3% contained. And then the fire jumps. So overnight it jumped Highway 2. So there's more evac orders. As people grapple with, what do I do? What do I do? The Sequoia National Park, you may have only heard about it. If you have only heard about it, you need to put that on a list. I'm just going to say I challenge you to do that. So Three Rivers and park headquarters are under evac notices, and we're talking about the Sequoia National Park closing. It's in response to the Castle Fire. Too close for comfort. Easier to just close it. Wow, putting a crimp on a beautiful area with people who would definitely hike as we are in social distancing and trying to get a new perspective, I guess. Perhaps that's what it is. As we look at where we always look, the conversation on this show is about what's happening in our neighborhoods, what's happening in your neighborhood, and how close are they married? And coronavirus is certainly one of them. 197,000 deaths in the United States. That's with 6.7 million cases. There are other parts of the world that are trying to get close to us in the sad category, and India will probably leapfrog the United States. Not today or tomorrow, but eventually, and they're really climbing. They're seeing that the amount of deaths have started to climb past the point of no return. I mean, just, yeah, awful. Awful, awful, awful. And so then the question becomes, well, what about mail-in voting? You see the fires on the West Coast and the acreage that's burned and the lives that are lost, and mail-in voting is the best option. And well, and I've said this many, many times because I get asked this question constantly. It depends on where you live. The president is questioning the reliability of mail-in voting, saying, is it, experts say it's safe and secure, but counting the votes is most likely going to take longer than usual because many states will allow extra time for ballots to arrive after Election Day. So that means then they have to be postmarked by November 3rd. That means a lot of people will stay up bleary-eyed for no reason to find out who wins the presidential election. The guy who's occupying it right now, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Which will it be? I bet all the states where there is mail ballots, you're out there. You're voting them, aren't you? I mean, that's how you're doing it. It makes sense, especially if you have a place where you'd have equally big lines. So in other words, they just morph into even bigger lines. I'm in one of those states where you have to have an excuse to vote by mail, and some of you get that because you're in Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Indiana, South Carolina, and Texas. So there has to be an excuse. But nine states, plus the District of Columbia, will conduct their elections primarily by mail by automatically sending ballots to registered voters. Another 35 states, I was just talking about, that will allow any voter to request a ballot to vote by mail. And then I gave you the excuse states where you had to have an excuse. And you wonder if that gets, well, it's not going to get lifted in this race, but eventually if that changes. And it might, right? It just might. Well, if you are stuck inside and you're looking and you're counting down as to what's going to happen in this election, and it's never, it seems like it. It feels like it hasn't never been this. But then you think of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and that certainly wasn't a congenial election by any stretch of the imagination. So when I look at Biden and the president, I think it's not as cantankerous as the around it, people around it, and what's happening, yes. But the individuals themselves, even with some swipes, it still doesn't feel as bad as it was back in 2016. It just doesn't feel that way at all. And you may be looking at this through different eyes, but my eyes are saying, oh no, I mean, I was on these airways. I didn't see what I'm seeing now. I think it's a lot different. And again, more vitriol from people and surrounding, but not, even though there's some, not quite as much as you might think, and not like it was with Hillary Clinton. One of the big topics we know is about the vaccine. A lot has been tweeted about it. Tweet This is coming up next. But there was a survey that found most Americans wouldn't trust the pre-election COVID-19 vaccine anyway. In the Economist YouGov survey released on Thursday, Republicans and Democrats had both safety and other concerns about a vaccine made available before November 3rd. We're talking about it on the flip side.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Flip me your thoughts by going to katedelaneyradio.com. Time for what I like to call Tweet This. Don't they sound good? I love that sound. I love that sound. All right, so it might be annoying, though, if every time you were on Twitter you heard that. Let's finish up our survey, because there was reaction to that, the survey that dumped on Thursday from the Economist YouGov, where there's people that are like, I'm not taking any vaccine if you've got it before the election, right before it. So how did the numbers break down? The poll showed, of all the people that responded, 59% said they'd either distrust somewhat or distrust completely the vaccine safety. 36% said they completely distrust it. If you broke it down party lines, 50% of Republicans agree with the majority about trustworthiness of a pre-election vaccine. Among those who intend to vote for President Trump, 44 said they wouldn't trust a pre-election vaccine, compared with 39 who said they would. So that's a lot closer. 72 said they were concerned or somewhat concerned about the vaccines being fast-tracked. 39 so they will be vaccinated if and when one becomes available. So there you have it. Not everybody thrilled about a vaccine in the first place. The real Donald Trump, at real Donald Trump, he's got 86 million followers. You know how many people he follows, by the way? Of course, 50. 50! Anyway, that's what happens when you get that many followers. So What was tweeted out today, just an hour ago, the president tweeted out, a vote for Republicans is a vote for safe communities, great jobs, and limitless future for all Americans. Instead of letting Washington change us, despite all that we've been through, we are changing Washington. And then there was another tweet where he said, no one has been more wrong more often than Biden. He voted for the Iraq War. He supported the defense sequester that gutted our military. He opposed the mission to take out Osama bin Laden. He opposed killing Soleimani. He oversaw the rise of ISIS, and he cheered the rise of so much else. So, China, I think, was the main thing he was getting at there, saying China as a positive developer for America and the world. And he said, if it were up to Joe, bin Laden and Soleimani would still be alive, ISIS would still be on the rampage, and China would be the dominant power in the world, not America. So not pulling any punches on Twitter, but I think that there's so much beyond Twitter of what's happening and the conversation that he's having that Twitter just adds to it. It's just sort of another layer. It's not even sort of. It is another layer, let's put it that way. Fascinating to listen to the conversation about what he's saying about ISIS and Soleimani, the president, and bin Laden. And, you know, then the other thing is, what about Joe Biden? And what about Joe Biden's team? And Joe Biden is tweeting, but not quite as much, but tweeting enough. There is a Team Joe. He's got 9.5 million followers. A couple of hours ago, he tweeted out, he just wrapped up his first CNN town hall of the general election. He said, we're in the home stretch of this campaign. Your support matters more than ever. Chip in to help us keep tonight's momentum going. And he went on in his tweets to talk about, you know, the deal, you know, his deal. He said, I've condemned every form of violence, no matter what the source is. President Trump has not. And the big hashtag there was Biden Town Hall. And so then the whole thing was, as president, I'll bring Americans together, deliver the much needed policing reform. So they're going on the whole law and order and its lawlessness and you know, all of that. Point a town hall, you can get thrown any curveball from anyone in the audience. They're always interesting to watch because the train wreck could be right over the corner. But in this case, it was just kind of, it wasn't kind of, it was just smooth. And that's what it was. It was just smooth. All right, somebody else that's worth giving a shout out to is if you want some positive influence in your life, it flows from Tom Hanks. Remember, he and his wife were in Australia and they got COVID-19 and told everyone that this wasn't some garden party and it was really, really tough. And I think, what's interesting to me is with Tom Hanks is I think most of his messages, he tries to tweet them out and make them as positive as he can, right? And he's trying to delete his Twitter kind of in real time is what they talk about. And he deleted thousands of tweets, and this would be the conversation like less than a week ago, out of nowhere. So the question is, what happened to Tom Hanks? Why was he deleting everything? What did somebody say, or what was it that he decided, why am I doing this, I guess? I don't know. Knock him off his game, but that's it. I mean, no more of that. Poof. Suddenly he's gone. So I think something else happened there. Joe Buck is not off of the Twitter festival. In fact, he had a big moment, an awesome moment. He found out live on TV he's going to join his father in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dave Baker, who's a previous guest on this show, told him so. It was pretty kind of cool to see it because you had Thursday night football where Cleveland narrowly, because they were having a little bit of a lead, and then Cincinnati came back. Cincinnati and Cleveland in a tight game, but Cleveland pulled it out, so a big win for them. And it was cool to see him find out that he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And Troy Aikman, of course, his on-air partner, who is always already in the Hall of Fame and has the gold jacket, was there with him. And Joe Buck is so good at his he's so good at his job. So some of the tweets about Herm: Chris Mortensen, who also worked at ESPN, their paths have crossed. He said, "That was so cool at halftime with the Hall of Fame announcement for Joe Buck. Congratulations at Joe Buck. Pops would be proud." There was a fantasy football thing at Fantasy Football. If Joe Buck can get into the Hall of Fame, you can do whatever you want with your life. Snarky comment, right? And PFT, they put this out. Congrats to Joe Buck at making it in the Hall of Fame. Showing a little too much emotion on TV, though. So I have to do it for you. So he put up a picture of Joe Buck, and then he kind of flashed this photo, these different colors of a photo of him. It was kind of funny. It was kind of interesting. I think it's cool when they do that. We need these surprises, and if we are watching these games, surprise us. Do something to shake it up. I mean, that's what you leave. What do we do to shake it up? To make it that much more compelling. That, my friends, is the key. Coming up on this show, we're going to update you. Ginny DePasso and Keith Evans join us from Vegas. This is a conversation we had back months ago, and now they're up and going and really waiting for people to come back. And then the serious conversation with Andy Berger about human trafficking and how human trafficking is happening in your own backyard. You just don't know it. Where somebody's trolling a school and they're circling around and around, then you're talking about how old are the kids, let's take a high school, how old are they? And what are they doing in a place where they can easily have a conversation with somebody who rolls down the window? And this has happened in a few places. Pretty scary, actually. So what is Andy Berger doing to shed a light on it and stop it? Find out next.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. private call with federal prosecutors across the country, Attorney General William Barr's message was clear. Aggressively go after demonstrators who continue to cause violence. Barr pushed his U.S. attorneys to bring federal charges whenever possible to keep a grip on cases, even if the defendant could be tried in a state court instead of federal court. Federal convictions often result in longer prison sentences. The Trump administration's crackdown has already led to over 300 arrests on federal crimes in the protests since the death of George Floyd. Many are accused of violent crimes, such as arson for hurling Molotov cocktails and burning police cars and assaulting law enforcement officers. Pockets of violence continue to pop up in cities including Portland, Rochester, New York, Minneapolis, Louisville, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is USA Radio News. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week to 860,000, still a high number of people that's illustrating the broad economic damage taking place 9 months after the first case of COVID-19 was detected in the U.S. The Labor Department said the U.S. jobless claims fell by 33,000 from the previous week and that 12.6 million are collecting traditional unemployment benefits. The economy and job market has slightly recovered from the initial shock. Employers added 10.6 million jobs from May through August. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio delayed the start of in-person learning once again for most students in the nation's largest public school systems after the powerful teachers union raised fresh manpower and COVID-19 safety concerns.
We talked about the different types of schools, their levels of readiness, and how we could work together to make adjustments that would best allow us the right kind of start.
Only preschoolers and special ed students will return to schools, with all other students returning on October 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I love lions. I do. Ever since I was a kid. In fact, I grew up in New York and then moved to Philly, and always my mother said that's where I wanted to go. They would take me to a zoo, and that was my first place. Even when I went out to San Francisco, always, always, it was about the lions for me. So I thought it'd be fun to have some people in deep need. When you think of going to zoos and you think of special places, the Lion Habitat Ranch in Las Vegas is one of them, closed because, of course, COVID-19. So what does that mean for these lions who were showbiz lions and some other animals as well? Ginny DePasso joins us. She's the director of community outreach there. And also Keith Evans. He is the president of the Lion Habitat Ranch too. So welcome so much, Keith and Ginny. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
So tell me first what, and I guess, Keith, I'll ask you this. What is, you know, what does it take to feed the lions and feed the other animals and to support this effort here at the habitat?
Well, it takes about 13 to 14 staff members plus the money to pay for the food.
Yeah, and the food's expensive, right?
Yeah, they eat about 10 to 15 pounds a day each.
Wow. And so, Jenny, what does that mean when, you know, because you've been down for how long since the COVID-19 struck?
Almost going on the third week.
March
14th.
Since March 14th, all right, so since March 14th, it's gone down, obviously, and we've got Richard in the background. I love that. That's just like when I have the other with me. I call him Manshore, my husband, he's like, tell him that in the back. He always knows the facts and figures, so that's beautiful. I want to know about how this ranch started in the first place and where the lions came from and how long they've been there and all of that. I guess, Jenny, you could tell me that, right?
But of course, Keith has been involved with, big cats since the 70s, of course.
Mm.
And then in 97, Keith, you opened?
Correct.
In 1997, they opened up with the MGM lion habitat. And they were there. They were born in captivity. They were born to have a job. And these are the lions from that job, which we, in 2012, when they closed, Keith turned the place where they lived into a visitor venue in order to defray the cost of taking care of the lions. Right now we have 30 lions. We have a beautiful giraffe, and he's a very famous giraffe that paints. He's the only giraffe in the world that paints with a brush.
Wow.
And it's magnificent to see. Plus, we have many, many rescued exotic birds and animals, and it's a great place for families and children. And we do all of the kids that are, in schools, and it's a great opportunity for them to learn, to preserve, to protect, to care, to love. And it's just a great sanctuary, and all of the animals are cared for in a very, very special and caring way. Not only Keith and his wife Beverly and all of the people that work there are truly connected and love what they do. It's an incredible sanctuary, and when everybody's out and back on planes again, please come to visit us. We're just off the strip. We're two blocks east of Las Vegas Boulevard, off of St. Rose Parkway. It's just a great place for families. And I think more people are looking for things to bring their families in, great places to see. And you walk away with a special place in your heart for incredible animals. And, you know, if we don't take care of them, they're disappearing, as you know.
Yeah, and speaking of disappearing, Keith, obviously you have a love for big cats, so you jumped in here and you got involved. And what was that like for you when you first got involved and you swung open the gates and people were coming in? I mean, that had to be a good feeling, right?
Well, yes, except when we swung open the gates 6 years ago, there wasn't very many people coming in. It's taken a long time to build this up to where, you know, we're becoming breaking even. And then this coronavirus hit. So it's really put a dent in our operations.
So what do you do? I mean, like every other businesses in America, you're regrouping, you're reimagining, and obviously you're coming on shows like this. You're letting people know what they can do, how they can donate or get involved, that kind of thing. Is that primarily what you do in the beginning, try to stop the bleeding because you have to feed the lions and the giraffe?
Yeah, but it's with every other small business, we still have to keep our employees, and even more so in ours because of the requirements of, you know, staff that takes to feed that many animals and keep them clean every day, even though we don't have any guests.
Wow, and you had just really turned that corner where, as you said, Keith, 6 years, you were breaking even, people were starting to find it because people are looking for other things to do, and then this happened. So do you have a favorite lion? Do you have a favorite lion?
No, I love them all.
I like that that you love them all. See, I have to tell you, I'd probably play favorites. I know I would. Jenny, how about you? Tell us about some of your lions.
Some of the lines that I absolutely love is, I love Dude, and Dude is a Barbary lion, and if you don't know, the Barbary lion is now extinct in the wild since the 1940s, and we have their bloodline there, and Bentley is another Barbary, and he's our photo opportunity where the Range Rover is parked, and there's a platform for Bentley to jump up, and it looks like you're in a safari with a lion behind you, and I love Bentley. Gosh, they're so special. And Benny knows how to wave. He's incredible.
Wow. And so they become like family, right? Because you see him every day or you pass by or that kind of thing?
You do. And when Keith is there, he steals the show because they all know their name. And, of course, they were born in captivity, and they have a special, and our staff, too, but very special for Keith and his wife, Beverly, as well. When he walks by, their eyes don't take. They do light up, but they also follow him and hope that he's going to stop and scratch their head or scratch their body and say hello. And it's something you're not going to see in a zoo necessarily. And you're about 4 feet away that they're in their enclosures, and they have toys to play with and lots of enrichment. All kinds of great things that you can get to see a lion do where you're not necessarily going to see them anywhere else. Very
all
special.
So the Lion Habitat Ranch, what can people do? First of all, you've got a live stream up, right? We can go to the website and see the live stream?
Yes. Well, we're not streaming on the website. It's on Facebook right now. And so we're doing live streams for the kids that have lost their school field trips that used to come here. So every day we're trying to do a live feed on Facebook for those kids.
All right, so go to Facebook, and it's the Lion Habitat Ranch, right, on Facebook?
HabitatRanch.org, yeah.
HabitatRanch.org. And if somebody wants to help, somebody has a wild idea, something that can help you or donate or any of that kind of thing, same thing, could they go to the LionHabitatRanch.org?
Yep, it's got a donate button right on the front page.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to check back in with you, and we're going to check in on that video and watch some of your favorite lions. I appreciate you both coming on. Ginny, thank you so much. Keith, as
thank
well.
You, Kate.
And we wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
See you in Vegas.
Now, I'll see you soon in Vegas. Yeah, there you go. Once this all
you
clears up. And I love these lions. I said that it's just my favorite. Lions and then a giraffe that paints. You know, there's a place called Fossil Rim, and I go there because of the giraffe, and I would love to see it. They don't have lions there, but this place is supposedly so amazing, and I haven't had the pleasure of going there, and I am anxious to go there once all of it wraps up. And the video and of the lion streaming, you want to make sure that you go and you check that out by going to Lion Habitat on Facebook, and then you'll be able to see it. And how cool is that? But boy, oh boy, that is tough. So tough to another fallout in a business where they had the love for the cats, they wanted to do something, they finally get to that point, like many of you know, as small business owners or even people who have built up bigger companies, you know, where you're in the medium range or so, I'll call it the medium range, and then you get to that point where it's like that, you're there on the plateau and you're feeling starting to feel good. And then you get smashed with a pandemic. And this is what's happening to so many, many people. So check out the LionHabitatRanch.org, and you'll get that same feeling that I did. And, you know, you heard Ginny talk about the posing and how you can pose with the lions, and you see the baby lions. It's just amazing. Oh, I want to go there now. Let's get this pandemic over with. We'll all feel a lot better. All right, speaking of you and that tall guy in the back, we're going to the mailbag. Coming up.
Drinks. supertea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What? Netflix is doing everything it can to get an avalanche of cancellations. There's a hashtag that's flying around that says cancel Netflix. And why is that? It's because of Cuties. And what is Cuties? Well, Cuties has a scene in it that really sexualizes children. 11-year-old girls, we're talking about, who are twerking, who are dancing. And it sparked an avalanche of controversy due to even the posters that are being used by Netflix to promote the movie Cuties. So there is a big call for a boycott of Netflix. Joining us now is Andy Berger, JD, a founder of Voices Against Trafficking. We've had her on before to talk about human trafficking and what's happening and how sad it is across the nation. And she's done some wonderful work in helping so many people. Andy, when you first heard about Cuties, what was your reaction?
It was absolutely revolting, Kate. I just have to tell you that it made not only myself sick, but my husband, to think that anyone would pose and manipulate young girls, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, in a movie such as this. I have to wonder what the parents were thinking, you know, and what the people that were involved were thinking. But clearly, you know, money and influence are the motivating goals of Netflix in this one.
Yeah, do you think they can do anything to help their image with this? I mean, what could they do to clean up what has truly become a mess with it?
Wow, that's a big question. But the first thing would be to take the movie off completely. But really, I don't know if they can come back from this because now people are going to be watching them. They've lost, I think the numbers were upwards of 700,000 subscriptions and growing. So people are upset. People who have not only their own daughters, but, I mean, basically, it's child porn when you think about it. If anybody else had that on their home computer and were found out, they'd be arrested. So why is Netflix getting away with it?
Yeah, and I mean, this has been something you've worked your whole life in fighting against this, and you're doing everything you can to call to action anything to end human trafficking. I mean, certainly. And you're a survivor of abuse. You know what this is like. And how damaging is this to show this and plant that out there into our society?
At this point, since we don't know how many viewers, it's going to be hard to tell how many more pedophiles, how many more traffickers we're going to get out of this, because this movie whets the appetite of people of depraved nature and with a goal to sell children, which happens in this country, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, doesn't make it untrue. And we know that every 40 seconds in this country, Kate, a child is abducted, and out of those who are abducted, at least one will be taken into child trafficking. That's over 60,000 kids in this country, conservatively. So now you add this because the audience is not children. The audience is who? The audience is adults to watch this movie.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for people listening, living, for me, our satellite facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we just had a huge story about two guys who were trying to pull girls off the street. They were circling around a high school, and they were trying to offer rides, and that's exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to kidnap some of these girls. So it happens in these suburban areas. I mean, I think that's what people don't understand, the disconnect. I mean, this isn't just happening in economically depraved areas. It's happening in your neighborhoods, believe it or not, right?
Absolutely. In fact, a few years back, before it became such a national issue, the profile was a white male, 35 to 45 years old, in a gated community with his own family as the main, you know, organizer, trafficker, you know, with his network of other traffickers. Now it's gone down. It's more like 25 to 35, but you're right. People who feel that, oh, and not in our neighborhood, or it's too good of a neighborhood, that's exactly the kind of neighborhood that this kind of thing can happen in. And one story is very quickly, we had a 16-year-old girl that was targeted at her high school, prep school, both parents professional, nice house. She had a younger sister. The predator targeted her from the parking lot of the high school, approached her, shoved a burner phone in her pocket and said, if you don't answer this, I will kill your family, starting with your little sister. So what is a 16-year-old going to do? She's terrified. Took 3 years before the parents figured out what was going on with her extracurricular activities, which they thought were school, okay? Because the predator actually showed up at the house when the little sister got home. The big sister comes home, sees this, and knows that he will kill her family.
Wow. Oh, that is so, so scary. How can people find you, Andy?
They can find me at voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Voicesagainsttrafficking.com is launching an Add Your Voice campaign. Kate, we want to get a million people on our roster. They, when they go to that site, they just click join. They can email and say, add my voice, Jane Doe or John Doe. Because with a million voices, it's hard for anybody to not listen to the things that need to get done, whether it's legislative, whether it's education, whether it's mental health services, or, you know, more proactive prosecution of predators. So voicesagainsttrafficking.com has information, and they can also contact me through that site.
All right, Andy, as always, thank you so much for what you do and speaking out and being here on the show with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, so picking up on that thread, too, again, of what's happening with Netflix, if you have no idea, I mentioned it, Cuties is this movie, and a scene from the movie went viral, which is playing right into the hands of the creepy folks that are out there that are looking to do nefarious things, sadly, to children. And that's why I mentioned the trend on Twitter of the hashtag cancel Netflix. The movie is about a group of 11-year-old girls who form a twerking dance group. And it's sparked that controversy. Of course it has, because of the scene that went viral and because of that poster that is out there that was used by Netflix to promote the movie. So, you know, it shows the girls dancing in a definite sexualized manner for an audience of adults, and it's led to those calls for boycotts. And you think of it. I mean, critics are accusing Netflix of publishing, and I agree with him, softcore child pornography, and say the movie was even worse than previously expected. And think of pedophilia and playing into pedophilia. So if you look at that hashtag and you go anywhere, you know, and look at this up, look this up, you'll see it, where, you know, this needs to be taken off the air. It's just disappointing. To me, it's disappointing to the number of people that are defending it. I'm all for freedom of expression and arts and et cetera, but you're enabling pedophilia. If you see this, it really does, and it's scary. And because I've just seen this happen in my own area, and I can't imagine if you're the mother of a young girl and you're somewhere just trying to get them educated. And I know a lot of people are home because of the pandemic, but many are going back to school, and you have people circling these high schools and middle schools and elementary schools and looking to exploit young girls and the vulnerability there. Wow. Encouraging that to me is so outrageous. I mean, come on. You know that, right? You're out there and you have grown daughters, you have granddaughters, you have nieces, and this is just, it's just very, very sad. And I am a big fan of Netflix normally, and I am also adding my voice to being incredibly disappointed by this. And it's in telling a story, there are ways to tell a story, right? And in this is so explicit, seriously. The shots of these girls are unbelievable. So saying twerking is putting it mildly. I'm being nice. There's more than twerking that is happening here in what you're seeing. And this isn't a movie. I mean, this isn't a movie that's encouraging the opposite of what we want to see happen. I mean, you could say, and some people who are defending it are saying, "Oh, it's a social commentary against the sexualization of young children," but I don't think so. I think that this is the opposite of that. That it is it's pushing it out there, especially. Why does this scene go viral? So add your voice to that list. I mean, who wants to see that? So let's clean it up, absolutely. And thank you for listening to this version of the show. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.